T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Greetings and salutations to one and all to listening to the 98.5 KTQ Morning Show Recap Podcast thingamabob.
Greetings and sanitary conditions.
For Thursday, October 9th, let's jump right back in. You never think about a rock that holds a door open could be worth a lot of money?
This is an incredible story. A guy bought a house years ago, like 30 years ago, and it had a rock that was holding a door open. And he just said, all right, that's the doorstop right there.
Yeah, so I guess it must have been a pretty rock to be that, you know, prestigious place of holding the door open,
or it was just a rock, or it was just a rock holding the door open.
But come to find out, there was an unidentified man took a look into the rock. It caught his eye, and he works at the Central Michigan University, and they determined that it was a very special rock. It's not just an ordinary rock; it was a
space. It's a space rock.
Yes,
it's planet Krypton.
It's a meteorite that fell back in a field back in the 1930s. And they estimate its value at about $100,000.
They're made out of very interesting metals.
Yeah.
And they're very collectible, too.
Yeah, in fact, apparently the Smithsonian is actually thinking of buying it.
All right.
So, wow, that's pretty cool.
I do love what you said, though. It's like he's been sitting in his house for 30 years and realized
he just paid off his mortgage.
I know,
he went,
right?
Wait a minute, I've been sitting on the mortgage payment the entire time.
It's been holding the door. I could have used my doorstop.
Could have been a doorstop. We're talking about Hurricane Michael just now upgraded to a Category 2 storm. They're even thinking by a Category 3 before it hits landfall.
It might.
Which is a kind of a bad news, but I can't believe we're already talking about Christmas and in particular Black Friday ads.
It's only 77 days till Christmas.
Well, I just love the one Black Friday ad that's already out.
Yeah, for Dollar Tree.
Yay!
Apparently, they already got their ad out for things like wrapping paper, ornaments, and gifts and for kids and stuff like that. This is according to BlackFriday.com. It says they already have some lists put out by Target, Walmart, and Amazon for the big, you know, the big item, the big top toys.
They kind of always do that. They give you the top toys of the year, hoping that you'll hoard them.
Right.
You know.
Well, it is the season to hoard and jack up the prices and give it to your brothers and sisters.
And then resell it 2 days before Christmas.
So there you go. We have the Dollar Tree Black Friday ad is out in stores for you now.
By the way, I've got a truckload of water that I'll be selling just before when the stores run.
Just when they're
run out?
That and some bread. We're into open enrollment. A lot of employees are searching the employer-sponsored health insurance for next year.
Yeah, it's October 15th through the 30th for a lot of people. Medicare, too, it's the same. Mm-hmm. That's the open enrollment.
They say the average deductible in the last 5 years has grown 53%. We now have an average of $1,573 that we have to pay before the insurance even kicks in.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's rough. 53%, too. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Even though you think that's rough, most of the costs are still covered by your employer. 82% of your costs for a single-person plan, 71% for family plans. I think we've got a problem with health care, but that's my own 2 cents.
No, I do, too.
So,
well, just do the math. I mean, that's incredible. And name anything else that's gone up 53%.
I wish my 401k had gone up 53%.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, right? Yeah.
That'd be super nice. But anyways, this is from Consumer Reports that are pretty good about giving advice on picking these plans. And the first thing they say is don't automatically renew.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the options you had for this year may not work for you next year because of how much you've been to the doctor. Has your doctor jumped in and out of the network? Is there a better pharmacy a prescription plan if you go with a different setup plan from your employer? So kind of weigh all that out. The best part is that most employers have like even live people that you can call.
Right.
And they'll guide you through this. And a lot of people don't use that. They say, keep in mind to make an informed decision, how much do you think you're going to be using? Now, granted, you can't really predict the future.
That's a tough one.
But, you know, you can kind of tell by this year, have you seen the doctor 3 times? Or did you develop some sort of, you need to see a specialist 2 or 3 times a year?
And whatever pills that you're taking, you can kind of extrapolate the pill costs by looking up the formularies. There's different tiers and all. It's complicated.
It is very complicated. And I know it's daunting as well. But they say also deductible too. You know, you might want to think about if you hit your deductible kind of quick this year, you might want to choose a plan with a higher premium and lower deductible. Could save you money overall. Those are big things to think about. And then contrary to what you hear in the news, the Affordable Care Act is still in place, and there's a lot of provisions in the bill that are available for you and me, even though we have paid insurance.
For no charge.
It's like free screenings and stuff, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
for colonoscopies.
That was the deal with the Affordable Care Act, is to keep people from having to go to the emergency room.
Right,
we're going to take
care
of it ahead of time, you know?
And a lot of it is preventative maintenance, like colonoscopies, vaccinations, depression screenings, and even nutrition counseling.
Yeah.
Those are still free. We have links up on our website that will hook you up with all the free stuff. So don't think because you don't particularly qualify or don't want to deal with it that you can't use it. You can still access that. Smart ways to save money with your hot water tank. Don't take a bath.
Give it a blanket. That was my favorite one.
Give it a blanket. Don't take a bath with Janie.
Yeah.
I'm a little depressed about this because I definitely keep Bath & Body Works in business with all my bubble bath soaps and stuff. But, hey, I didn't realize the significant amount of water we were using. It was like something that 20 versus 70 gallons shower and bath, right?
Yeah, 70 gallons of water is used to fill up your bathtub. You only need about, for a 10-minute shower with a low-flow head, you use about 20 gallons.
That's pretty good. That's good saving.
So I tell Janie just to put the washcloth over the drain, and then her feet can
my feet can have a bath.
A little bath there.
Turn into prunes.
They say also to use warm water or even cold water when you clean your clothes. You don't really need hot water unless it's really dirty clean. But
unless the towels.
Yeah, the towels should be hot. But for your normal clothes, cold water works fine, and most detergents work fine in cold water.
This is what I didn't know this about the dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
There's a sensor in there that knows how dirty your dishes are, and it adjusts the temperature depending on it. So if I'm rinsing like I do, I'm not getting the full effects of my hot dishwasher.
Absolutely, because a lot of times they'll heat that water up to 140 degrees, which is even higher than the water in your water tank, tank. So do that. And then, yes, Janie, buy your hot water tank a blanket. Could save up to 16% in water heating costs every year. Just make sure you check with the owner's manual to see that you're getting the right type of insulation and how to wrap your tank for optimum.
And also, get a little plastic tray to put underneath it that will catch the water, because one day it will fail and it will leak.
Mm.
That's just going to happen.
So, hey, sports fans.
Yeah.
Da-da-dun, da-da-dun. Hey, you want to sit on your butt, watch TV all day, and give your opinion on sports and get paid $25 an hour?
My brother-in-law is doing all that except for the money part.
This is the greatest gig, though, seriously. You have to put in maybe like 10 hours a week streaming sports and
giving your opinion.
Anything else, like getting paid, I guess?
Yeah, Streaming Observer, it's an online review platform. They're looking for a professional sports junkie that basically, like you said there, for about 10 hours or more a week, you can watch your favorite sports, and they do it on different paid-for streaming services and devices.
You're kind of rating the different streaming devices that said, hey, you can get sports on this particular stream.
Right, and how good is it, and the buffering and all that good stuff.
You're rating these things.
So you got to be at least 18 years old, have a reliable internet connection, have one here at work. You can also have a good TV, smartphone, and computer, as well as be obsessed with sports. If you're interested, email jobs@streamingobserver.com with sports junkie in the subject line and explain why you deserve to be picked for the role.
Okay.
All right. Do your best Dickie V on that one. And then finally, we learned the best way to frost your cake is to put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, right after it comes out of the oven, let it cool on the rack, and then put all the layers in the refrigerator to get cold up to 24 hours, right?
Yeah,
overnight.
I've never thought of this like separately. I would not have thought. I maybe even putting the icing on and then putting it in the fridge. But I like the idea of putting the cake in separately first, letting it cool, and then bringing it back out.
And then you can trim it out and all that. But if you try to put it on while the cake is still warm, the frosting's going to run.
Yeah, or that, or it starts peeling. Or at least for me, it like peels off the cake.
Yeah, and you've got the sides.
You got cake crumb all in your cake there. So
that's right.
That's all you need to do. So there's a little trick that we got from a professional.
All right.
So there's our show for today, which is Tuesday, October 9th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday on 98.5 KTK.
ABC.
Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.